William Morrow and Harper Audio present This Scott of Mine, The Rogue Files, by Sophie Jordan, performed by Carmen Rose. The Curse. Once upon a time, a beautiful peasant girl fell in love with the laird of the castle. The young and handsome laird took the maid's love and gave her his in return, but not enough. For when she told him she was with child, he spurned her, too ashamed to wed someone so beneath him. Heavy with the laird's child, the heartbroken lass was turned out into the cold, where she and the babe perished to the Highland winter, but not before she invoked this curse.
May all the future lairds of Clan MacLaren live out their days knowing they are marked to love, but not to live. Until a laird of this line lives to see his firstborn draw breath, this curse shall never be broken.
Chapter 1. Lady Clara Ortonbury was ruined. She knew it just as she knew the color of her eyes, a rather dull shade of brown. Indeed, her eyes were like mud, and so was her reputation, two unchangeable facts, as invariable as the stars. With every passing mile that carried her farther and farther from London, the reality of her new circumstances became all the more tangible to her. She was gone from London, gone from society, gone from any life she had thought to have for herself. Gone, gone, gone. The bricks at her feet and on her lap had long since turned cold. She burrowed into the many blankets occupying the carriage for warmth. The musty pelts prickled her face. Mama had made certain they packed plenty of furs and blankets for the journey. Between tearful farewells, Mama had warned of the frightful cold, not that her mother had ever ventured so far north. Mama was warm-blooded, and London was cold enough for her. She could scarcely wrap her mind around her children living in such a frigid clime, or being so far away. But away, Clara must go.
I will visit. We all will,
Mama had promised with fortifying breath.
In the summer months.
Nodding, Clara had fought back tears.
Of course.
She donned a smile and tried to be brave as she hugged the rest of her family goodbye. All stood on the stoop, waving as they sent her off to her banishment. Shivering inside those blankets she now clutched up to her chin, she wondered how much longer it would be until they reached Kilmarkie House, and whether she would be frozen to the core before that happened. Almost immediately, she squashed the peevish thought. She didn't deserve comfort, especially not on this journey. This journey was her penance, as would be the rest of her days. She was a foolish, rash girl, and she might as well grow accustomed to the consequences of her behavior. Guilt was not a misplaced sentiment. After all, Clara was not the only one to bear the weight of her actions. Her entire family was affected, Mama and her stepfather, her little brother and sister. The twins were but children yet. They did not deserve to suffer the stigma of her actions. Even Enid could suffer as a result of her behavior. Her half-sister was presently being courted by the second son of a viscount. Hopefully that budding relationship did not fail because of Clara. It had become clear to her, the moment Roland broke their engagement and denounced her, that she had to go. At once. She must flee. Before her family became as lost as Clara. She'd known what needed to be done. She was taking herself far away, removing herself entirely until she was but a foggy memory to all those in town. It would be as though she were dead, a dismal thought, but true nonetheless. It had been her suggestion to travel to Scotland to her brother's home. Scandal would not touch him all the way to the Black Isle where he lived and kept very little society. Apparently, from his letters, he and his wife enjoyed life there quite well. She hoped she would too. At least she hoped she would find some contentment, for now it was to be her home. Her life was forever changed. She would never again be that much-sought heiress, invited to all the most coveted parties, her name included on every hostess's guest list. No more. Ruined. What a wretched word. As though she were some soured piece of fruit,
Rotted to the
sample complete. Ready to continue?